Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland Police Recruitment Rally begins tomorrow. Dimapur Commissioner of Police assures transparent process. CBSE launches counseling support for Class 10 and 12 students to address exam-related stress. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan emphasizes languages as unifying force. And Union Minister Piyush Goyal says eliminating malnutrition is essential for building Viksit Bharat. Now the news in detail. The statewide Nagaland Police Recruitment Rally 2026 begins tomorrow with more than 30,000 aspirants competing for 1,176 constable posts. In Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland districts, a total of 3,377 candidates have applied for 144 posts allocated among 14 Naga tribes. Addressing the media today, Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Autula T. Imchan, said the recruitment is being monitored by a 6-member district-level screening committee. She asserted that the process will be transparent, fair and in line with the rules.
We will ensure that the recruitment is conducted in a complete, transparent, fair and adherence to the rules which has been notified as per the advertisements. So to ensure the transparency, accountability, all the events, different events, all the components of this recruitment process is covered under CCTV.
She said elaborate arrangements and security measures have been put in place to ensure the smooth conduct of the rally over 6 days.
Also making all the arrangements, medical arrangements of it, emergency arrangements of it, and then we have made the arrangements accordingly so as to ensure that any emergency situations are handled at the earliest. Itulakasi, we have proper crowd management systems, and then we have proper access control measures, and then we have also made separate arrangements for male and female.
Appealing for discipline and patience, the commissioner reiterated the department's commitment to selecting the most deserving candidates to serve the people.
Nagaland Police and then the government of Nagaland is committed to selecting the physically fit, mentally alert and disciplined young and women to the police department so as they can serve the public to the best of their abilities.
The rally will continue till January 13, excluding Sunday. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today launched a psychosocial counseling support for students to address examination-related stress. The first phase of free services for examinees of Class 10th and 12th will continue till 1st of June this year. This initiative is aimed at addressing examination-related stress and emotional well-being, enabling students to approach their forthcoming exams, scheduled to begin from 17 February, with confidence, balance and mental clarity. Students can dial toll-free number 1-800-118004 and access round-the-clock support in Hindi and English through the interactive voice response system. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said India's languages connect and unite the nation society. Mr. Pradhan today released 55 rare and valuable literary works representing the country's 5 classical languages. These are Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada, and Odia. The minister highlighted that the move is part of a larger national effort to place India's linguistic heritage at the center of education, research, and cultural pride. He said, India is a country of immense linguistic diversity and emphasized the responsibility to ensure that the historical, cultural, and literary wealth is preserved.
Last year, the government has granted classical language status to 5 more languages, Marathi, Bengali, Assamese, and 2 ancient languages, Pali and Prakrit. With this, a total of 11 languages have received this recognition. Additionally, 2 decisions have been taken. A plan has been prepared for their implementation, and 2 departments from different streams are carrying out the implementation.
The books have been published by the Central Institute of Indian Languages. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, today said that eliminating malnutrition is essential for building a Viksit Bharat and securing the country's long-term social and economic future. Addressing a CSR conclave on nutrition organized by the National Dairy Development Board in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that malnutrition is a complex challenge that requires coordinated action. He said corporate social responsibility provides a unique opportunity to link business with social impact, particularly in addressing malnutrition. He emphasized that the fight against malnutrition must be pursued as a collective national responsibility involving government, corporates, communities, and individuals. The minister underscored the central role of the Ministry of Women and Child Development in addressing the root causes of malnutrition. He said that ensuring proper nutrition during pregnancy and early childhood is crucial, as malnutrition often begins even before birth. Mr. Goyal noted that adequate nutrition for pregnant women and children during their formative years significantly improves long-term health outcomes. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology, Jitin Prasad, has said that artificial intelligence is bringing major transformation in human life. Addressing the Regional AI Impact Conference 2026 in Jaipur today, he said AI is now being widely used across all sectors, leading to enhanced capacity building. He said the center has allocated a budget of more than 10,000 crore rupees for the India AI mission. Mr. Prasad added that the mission is focused on promoting the use of AI to bring comprehensive changes in the fields of healthcare, agriculture, and education.
Now each and every person have mobile phone in every village. In the same way, artificial intelligence has entered our lives at such a rapid pace that one cannot even imagine it. This will increase productivity and generate employment. Under the AI India mission, an investment of 10,000 crore rupees has been made, under which agriculture, health, education, environment and climate change will be given priority.
Leading medical experts in the country have warned against excessive use of antibiotics and the resulting problem of antimicrobial resistance. Head of the Department of Microbiology at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Dr. Bimal Kumar Das, asserted that many bacteria have become resistant to commonly used antibiotics, making them ineffective.
Repeat aggressive behavior by the bacteria against a large number of antibiotics has become a major issue. Some of the antibiotics very commonly available over the counter. If you take antibiotic without any kind of supervision, it raises the issue of resistance. Especially in the community, urinary tract infections, for example, respiratory tract infection, pneumonia, or typhoid fever, you have seen so much of resistance.
Director of Vardhman Mahavir Medical College and Safdarjung Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Bansal, highlighted that the matter has become a serious issue.
A lot of people use antibiotics in the form of self-medication, all without proper doctor's advice. All this has led to the bacteria not responding to the antibiotics. This problem is so pertinent.
In his last month Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the people to use antibiotics rationally with proper advice of doctors. In sports, Nagaland's men's team today defeated Sikkim 55-27 in their round-robin match of the 75th Senior National Basketball Championship played at Chennai. Displaying strong defense and controlled play, Nagaland secured a convincing win. Earlier in the tournament, Nagaland beat Andaman and Nicobar 60-23, but went down to Assam 50-41 in their opening match. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions during morning hours in isolated places across Nagaland and the other northeastern states till 10th of January. During the next 5 days, Nagaland is expected to experience dry weather with mostly clear skies. Kohima today recorded minimum temperature of 4.8 degrees Celsius and maximum of 14.2 degrees Celsius. Temperature in Dimapur ranged between 11.5 degrees Celsius and 20.6 degrees Celsius. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland Police Recruitment Rally begins tomorrow. Dimapur Commissioner of Police assures transparent process. CBSE launches counseling support for class 10 and 12 students to address exam-related stress. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan emphasizes languages as unifying force. And Union Minister Piyush Goyal says eliminating malnutrition is essential for building Viksit Bharat. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.